Welcome to Afterglow, a show of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. For nearly 50 years, Count Basie led one of the swinginest bands in the land. This week on the show, we'll be featuring just a few of the many, many singers who sang with the Count. We'll focus in particular on the first 30 years of Basie's band, around 1935 to 1965, hearing from such vocalists as Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, Joe Williams, and more. It's Count Basie and the Singers, coming up next on Afterglow.
I've grown accustomed to her face. She almost makes the day begin. I've grown accustomed to the tune. She whistles night and noon. Her smile, her frowns, her ups, her downs are second nature to me now. Like breathing out and breathing in, I was serenely independent and content before we met. Truly, I could always be that way again, and yet I've grown accustomed to her looks, accustomed to her voice, accustomed to her face. I'm very grateful she's a woman and so easy to forget. Rather like a habit one can always break, and yet I've grown accustomed to the trace of something in the air. Accustomed to her face. Outside of that, I've no use for dough. It's the root of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty of money and you. Thank you.
of all evil, of strife and upheaval. But I'm certain, honey, that life would be sunny with plenty.
Tony Bennett with Count Basie and his orchestra. First, we heard them with Lerner and Lowe's I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, followed by Warren and Dubin's with Plenty of Money and You. Both tracks with arrangements by Ralph Sharon, and both from the 1959 album Strike Up the Band, which has sometimes been reissued with the title Basie Swings, Bennett Sings. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, our spotlight is on one of the greatest and certainly most entertaining swing bands of all time, Count Basie and his orchestra. This hour, I'll be featuring many of the singers that graced the front of his stage. Now, if I were to feature even just one song from every vocalist that sang with Basie, our show would last well over an hour. There are many great sessions that he had with singers like Anita O'Day, Thelma Carpenter, Arthur Prysock, Mary Stallings, Bill Caffey, Jackie Wilson, and heck, even Paul Robeson, that I simply won't have time for this hour. But I will be featuring some Basie favorites, like his work with Frank Sinatra, Sarah Vaughan, Mr. 5x5 himself, Jimmy Rushing, and the man who Basie called his number one son, Joe Williams. But first, I'd like to feature the very first female vocalist with Basie's band, and that was Lady Day, the marvelous Billie Holiday. Holiday never recorded with Basie in the studio, but luckily we do have an air check from a live broadcast at the Savoy Ballroom in New York City on June 30th, 1937. Here is Billie Holiday and Count Basie with Gershwin's They Can't Take That Away From Me on Afterglow.
Your hand, the way you sip your tea, the memory of all that. No, no, they can't take that away from me. The way your smile just beams, the way you sing off key. The way you haunt my dreams. No, no, they can't take that away from me. We may never, never meet again on the bumpy road to love. Still, I'll always, always
Billie Holiday and Count Basie live at the Savoy Ballroom in New York City in 1937 with They Can't Take That Away From Me. Billie Holiday left the Count Basie Orchestra shortly after to work with Artie Shaw, so Basie set out to find a replacement. His first choice was the great singer Helen Humes, who was working mostly in Cincinnati at the time. Humes declined the offer because Basie wasn't paying enough. The following year, though, 1938, Basie finally convinced her to join, with some encouragement from record producer John Hammond. Humes worked with Basie for 4 years and helped make some of Basie's best recordings. She was perhaps his best and most consistent female vocalist. Let's hear a few of those recordings now. First up, here is Helen Humes and Count Basie in 1939 with Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea on Afterglow.
It's not that I need the
just blame it on my last affair. And I don't turn like that. And I sound very flat. It isn't a grudge I bear. Oh, I just blame it on my last affair. Though that dish is delicious, and I don't care who wish, it isn't the bill of fare. Oh, I just blame it on my last affair. I blame it on my last affair.
Helen Humes with Count Basie and his orchestra in 1939 with Blame It on My Last Affair by Irving Mills and Henry Nemo, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea by Harold Arlen and Ted Kohler. We're featuring vocalists who sang with Count Basie's orchestra on this program, and now let's hear from the blues shouter who helped define Basie's early years, Jimmy Rushing. Rushing, or Mr. 5x5 as he was often called because he was about 5 feet tall and 5 feet wide, was the singer in an Oklahoma City-based group called the Blue Devils when Basie first met him. Basie and Rushing would perform together with the Blue Devils in 1928, and then in Benny Moten's orchestra from 1929 to 1935, and then finally in Basie's own orchestra from 1935 until about 1950. Here's Jimmy Rushing in 1939 with Jimmy McHugh's I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me on Afterglow. Thank you.
Joanna, you a jug of honey to me. Sweet Georgiana, sweet as any peach on a tree. When we're together, walking side by side, I feel so proud passing the crowd. My heart just bumped with pride. Sweet Georgiana, after all the saying is done, you are the sweetness underneath the sun, rolled into one. I dreamed of orange blossom, you know the sign. Sweet Georgiana, tell me when you're gonna be mine. When you're gonna be mine.
One of Count Basie's most celebrated vocalists in his early years. That was Jimmy Rushing in 1938 with Georgiana, and before that in 1939 with I Can't Believe You're in Love with Me. Count Basie disbanded his orchestra in 1950, thinking the big band era had ended. That same year, he was in Chicago and heard a big-throated baritone bluesman by the name of Joe Williams perform. A few years later, convinced by some of his friends like Billy Eckstine and Norman Granz, Basie got the big band back together and hired Joe Williams as his main singer. Here's Joe Williams in 1956 from an album of standards for Verve with the Duke Ellington song, I'm Beginning to See the Light, on Afterglow.
I never cared much for moonlit skies. I never winked back at fireflies. But now that the stars are in your eyes, I'm beginning to see the light. I never went in for afterglow or candlelight on the mistletoe. But now when you turn the lamp down low, I'm beginning to see the light. Used to ramble through the park, shadow boxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. Shadowboxing in the dark. Then you came and caused a spark that's a four-alarm fire now. I never made love by lantern shine. I never saw the rainbows in my wine. But now that your lips are burning mine, I'm beginning to see the light. 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 Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your house look lonesome when your baby packs up to leave? Sent for you yesterday and here you come today. Sent for you yesterday and here you come today. You can't love me, baby, and treating me that way. For the very last time, you've lied to me, woman, for the very last time. Now I'm leaving you and all the misery behind. When I first met you, baby, you didn't have a dime, no time. First met you, baby, you didn't have a dime. Now you got some money, honey, and you want to change your mind, change your mind, change your mind. Remember I left you, you tried to have a fit. Now I wouldn't have you, wouldn't come back with the shirts and the shoes and all the things your money could buy. I've just got one thing to tell you. Goodbye, lion boy, goodbye.
Joe Williams with Count Basie on piano and Marlo Morris on organ, live in Count Basie's club in Harlem in 1956, with the Jimmy Rushing Blues number Sent for You Yesterday. Before that, Williams again in 56 with I'm Beginning to See the Light. We'll have more from Count Basie's singers in just a bit. Stay with us. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been featuring singers who worked with Count Basie over the years, and so far we've heard from the singers he worked with in his heyday, including Jimmy Rushing and Helen Humes, along with Joe Williams, the singer who he worked with for most of the 1950s when the Count Basie Orchestra reformed. Williams left Basie's group in 1960, and the next decade saw Basie take on the role of elder statesman of the big band. With the help of Frank Sinatra, Basie was able to secure some dates performing in Las Vegas, and in 1962, the two got together in the studio to record two very successful albums for Sinatra's Reprise label. We'll start this next set with a track from their first outing together in 1962, titled Sinatra Basie, an historic musical first. Here's Frank and Count with Learnin' the Blues on Afterglow.
The tables are empty, dance floor is deserted. You play the same love song like 100 times you've heard it. That's the beginning, just one of the clues. You had your first lesson in learning the blues. The cigarettes you light, one after another, won't help you forget her and the way that you love her. You're only burning a torch you can't lose. But you're on the right track for learning the blues. When you're at home alone, the blues will taunt you constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you're crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. You'll walk the floor and run down your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues. Constantly. When you're out in a crowd, the blues will haunt your memory. The nights when you can't sleep, the whole night you cry, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying. That floor and wear out your shoes. When you feel your heart break, you're learning the blues.
fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, baby, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Frank Sinatra and Count Basie in 1964 with their famous duet, Fly Me to the Moon, from the album It Might as Well Be Swing, arranged by Quincy Jones. That song was originally written as a romantic ballad, but Jones's arrangement bumped it up to a full-on swing, which is how it's most often heard today. Before that, we heard Sinatra and Basie from their first album together in 1962 with Learnin' the Blues. After Count Basie's success with Frank Sinatra in 1962, energized by arrangements by Quincy Jones, he kept that momentum going by recording an album with singer Ella Fitzgerald. Let's hear a track from that album now, along with an earlier recording that Basie and Fitzgerald made together with singer Joe Williams in 1956. First up, here's Ella Fitzgerald and Count Basie in 1963 from the album Ella and Basie with the Fats Waller tune Ain't Misbehavin' on Afterglow.
No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehavin', I'm saving my love for you. For certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for, believe me. I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about it, just me and misbehaving, saving my love for you.
saving my love for you. Hey, misbehaving, saving my love for you.
To wait, Joe, you have no idea how long I've had to wait. This is the greatest thrill, being on the swinging date.
Ella Fitzgerald, yes. It's sure to good to see you. Ella Fitzgerald, it sure is good to see you. 'Cause baby girl, I love everything you do.
Fitzgerald and Joe Williams having a little bit of fun with Count Basie and his orchestra back in 1956. That was a track known as Party Blues, a rare B-side recorded for Norman Granz's Clef Records. Before that, Ella and Basie in 1963 from their album Together for Verve Records, performing the song Ain't Misbehavin'. We're featuring singers who worked with Count Basie and his orchestra, And as long as we just featured a duet with Joe Williams, let's hear another duet. This one comes from the year 1961, recorded in the session that Count Basie had with singer Sarah Vaughan for Roulette Records. Here's Sarah Vaughan, Joe Williams, and Count Basie and his orchestra with the Frank Lesser tune, If I Were a Bell, on Afterglow.
Just ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've just gotta behave. Boy, if I were a lamp, I'd light. Or if I were a banner, I'd wave.
Ask me how do I feel, little me, with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be a swing.
And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my spring. Or if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Joe, now all you gotta do is ask me, how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning?
Explain it away, baby.
Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning.
Yes, I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked.
Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack.
Or if I were a goose, I'd be cooked.
Ask me how do I feel. Ask me now that we're finally caressing. Joe, if I were a salad, I know I'd be splashing my dressing.
Sass, if I were a season, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell.
Oh, if I were a bell.
If we were a bell, we'd go ding dong, ding dong,
it's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. It's gone and started raining. I'm lonesome as a man can be. 'Cause every time it rains, I've realized what you mean to me. If you read my letters, baby, you sure must have read my mind. If you read my letters, baby. You sure must have read my mind. Then you wouldn't have left me to sit alone and pine.
Two tracks accompanied by Count Basie and his orchestra. Just now we heard Basie with singer Billy Eckstein in 1959 from their album titled Basie Eckstein Incorporated, their only recording together. That was the song Stormy Monday Blues. Before that we heard Basie with singer Sarah Vaughan in 1961, along with Basie's regular singer Joe Williams. That was the song If I Were a Bell. We'll close off this show highlighting the singers who worked with Count Basie and his orchestra with a track from the consummate performer Sammy Davis Jr. In many ways, Davis's vibrant singing style and impeccable sense of rhythm was the perfect match for Basie, who was also known for infectious swing and a bit of theatrics. Here they are in 1965 from their album together called My Shining Hour, featuring arrangements again by Quincy Jones. This is Count Basie and Sammy Davis Jr. with You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You on Afterglow.
Yeah. Oh, go. Don't you know that you're nobody till somebody loves you? You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king and you may possess the world and its gold, but gold won't bring you any happiness when you're growing old. The world still is the same. You'll never change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you're nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Till somebody loves you. You're nobody till somebody cares. You may be king, you may possess the world and all its gold, but gold ain't gonna bring you happiness, not when you're growing old. Don't you know that the world is the same? You ain't never gonna change it. As sure as the stars shine above, you ain't nothing. You ain't nobody till somebody loves you. So find yourself somebody to love. Find yourself somebody to love. You better get yourself somebody to stay with.
Sammy Davis Jr. in 1965 with You're Nobody Till Somebody Loves You, along with pianist and bandleader Count Basie. And thanks for tuning in to this Count Basie edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. The executive producer is John Bailey. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, and join me next week for our mix of vocal, jazz, and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.